What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show here with my guy DK, the White Killings. You Albany Great Danes out of the America East. DK, man, what's going on with you guys up in Albany, man?
Not much, man. We just got done with a workout, started our first practice on Monday, man, and I'm really looking forward to this team. We went to Canada this summer, went out to Montreal, played three games, played really well, won all three. I think we did a great job in the portal. We got some high character guys that really work hard. The weight room, classroom, on the court. And we're going to try to go win a championship. We got to take it one day at a time, one game at a time.
No doubt, DK. You got to be happy, man. You got five freshmen, true or redshirt freshmen, on your roster. You got some young guys in your pipeline as well to teach and develop. Think about that approach this year to want to get these young guys in your program to get immersed in what you guys do. And as older guys age out, they can step up and make your roles next year and beyond.
Yeah, you know, we brought in nine new players, which is huge, you know, for us. And then at the same time, we got some young guys that we're developing. You know, everybody from Makai Taylor from Philadelphia, who's a very talented kid from Imhotep Charter, you know, a team that has really dominated the city there in Philadelphia. Amir Lindsay, who I think is a leader and a winner through and through, you know, two-sport athlete, basketball, football. Connie Topez, you know, from Turkey, another freshman. Those three guys have a chance to crack the lineup, but you know, the real big piece to the growth of our team is our older guys becoming leaders. And I think the really challenging part for them, and it's a good challenge, you know, in a lot of ways, is that you take a kid like Casper Klezik, you take DeMar Langford, you take Amari Marshall. They're older guys. I mean, they're vets, but they're now in these big roles that they've never been in their career. So now do they understand what it's like to be consistent every day? Do they know what it's like to think for other people? To make sure those three young freshmen are in the right spots, you know, that make sure that they're handling their business the right way because they have to lead on the court. They got to lead off the court. And they're growing into those roles and they really, really want them. And I know they're going to be really successful this season.
And DK, you said a word there, brother, being consistent, brother. Like, I think that's what a lot of times takes a lot of time harder for young men to understand, that every day is a process. Do it over again the next day, and love the process. And to having guys who wasn't in those roles yet now have to have bigger roles and get them to understand this is what it takes every day. You're not a role player, but we need you to actually help us in a bigger way now. And understand that it's all the work that goes into the way you film study, weight room, on the court, extra shots, extra work, all those little small things that help winning. So how about that piece for telling those young men really understand what that big C word means?
Yeah, I mean, consistency is king. You know, I think unfortunately, you know, as adults, especially, you know, as young men, you learn that through life, you know, you learn that through adversity. And I think, you know, whether you talk about basketball or you're in corporate America, your teacher, whatever it is, you know, you realize that when you're really consistent in what you do and your habits, good things happen for you. We're trying to accelerate that learning curve. You know, we talk about being, you know, an everyday guy. So every week we have two awards that we give our players. We have what's called the mentality king, and that's the guy that like wins all the mentality points in practice. So you talk about, you know, making an extra pass, helping a guy up off the floor, taking a charge, you know, making a toughness play, getting a loose ball, getting a deflection, kind of the things that maybe show up outside of the box score, but still really impact winning. So we show clips of that. And then, you know, we reward one of those guys with a t-shirt they get a chance to win. And actually, we have a new NIL deal that's actually sponsored. And then we also have the everyday guy. And that's kind of the guy that's handling their business every single day. And that could be our strength coach coming in and saying, hey, you know, Zane Adnan's been terrific this entire week, every single day in the weight room, not just how he lifts, but how he inspires other people. Or a professor would come in and say, hey, this guy's been doing a great job in the classroom this past 2 weeks, but maybe the first week he wasn't. That's part of being an everyday guy. Or maybe our AD sees a guy just picking up trash, being, you know, a mindful citizen, you know, out here, and we'll reward that person and being an everyday guy. Cause those are the habits that we need to develop these kids to be really good young men. And then we believe for our program, if we can help grow them as people, they're going to grow them as basketball players.
Man, DK, consistency, building habits, these are life lessons. You know, if my dad being a coach, if he been underneath my father, that's how I approach even this radio show every day, man. Like, hey, look, I got to get up here, prepare for your interview, talk to you coaches, man, and book guests, man. So every day, talk to my sponsors. So like you said, man, the things I learned from playing sports, I'm playing to my business because I'm my own boss. So if I don't work, I don't eat.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Yeah, I mean, I think all this stuff relates. Like, I think what you teach on the floor, like you talk about, like, you know, ball screen defense. All right. So the 5 men, you know, we're talking about blacking, and you want to run up hard, and, you know, you want to be loud with your communication. And, you know, you talk about all these different things. And I think it's like it all relates to life. You know, when you think about, you know, operating with urgency. You want to have urgency on your ball screen coverage. You know, you want to transition down the floor with urgency. You know, your defense, you got to communicate in life. And I think, you know, I think it's such a natural thing, unnatural thing, I should say, for young people today, because they don't communicate with their words. They communicate by text. So we're trying to teach them these other habits that really separate them. And if we can do it at an elite level on and off the floor, we're going to be really good on the court. And I think we have a chance to be a tremendous team in transition. I mean, we got a great transition basketball team. If we can get stops and rebounds, you know, we can be electric down the floor. And in the half court, we want to be really versatile, you know, really versatile on both sides of the ball, where we can switch our defensive coverages. You know, we're going to be really versatile offensively. We can space the floor. We're going to work on really five out stuff. But that versatility, we also want to apply that to life. So we spend some time, you know, investing in these kids because, you know, for our program, you know, we want to be unique in how we play. We had the 6th fastest pace in college basketball this past year. We need to be better defensively, but also we want to be unique in the fact that we really grow people and we really invest in them. Not just, they're not recruiting pitches where we just talk about these things. You know, just yesterday we had all our players, you know, register to vote. We're going to do a financial literacy workshop here pretty soon. We get out in the community. We're very intentional. It's not just an Instagram post. You know, it's real work that we try to do.
I'm glad you're doing it, DK, because financial literacy is a key to everything, you know, and I'm a part of it. I didn't learn about that since I was in my 30s. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, I paid for it in my 20s. But yeah. But the fact of the matter is that if I had a coach like you and your staff that taught me that at Tennessee State when I was there, I could have not made those mistakes with credit cards that I made in my 20s. Now I'm good now, but it's like you said, man, trying to grow people on off the court is what you need to do. And this 4 years, like 4 to 5 years I had with you, man, is like it's so important to set us up for our rest of our lives and handle this with these young men, whether they come husbands, fathers, and businessmen, and knowing that you have played a small role in it has to make you feel good as a head coach.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to mold people. I mean, you're trying to mold winners, teach them how to win a basketball game, valuing a possession, running good offense, you know, having quality possessions, you know, really understanding what it's like to get a defensive stop and string those things together. You also want to mold men and help them make really quality decisions and understand that, like, what they have in front of them, especially in these formative years. You know, you look at the next 5 to 10 years of their life, if they can build really good habits on and off the floor, it's going to be a separator. So we try to do our part while we have them.
No doubt. And DK, man, I know you mentioned the five out, man. And, you know, I watched some clinics about five out, man. So how the guys present the five out, man. How they, when these concepts, man, how cool is it for you as a coach to teach these five out concepts for your young men, open up the floor to play faster? Because we don't have to worry about calling a set play. It's not even playing concepts. You know, hey, we're going to do this concept, this media. And it's no, just know that without having to think about it, look at you for a play call. It's make real, just play fast and don't worry about getting back and defending like crazy.
Yeah, I think what you get is you get, you know, a little bit more buy-in from your guys because you allow them to play a little bit freer. And I think it goes back to the versatility piece. And then, you know, I think when you break down and you're doing skill groups and you're working on, you know, your ball handling, you're working on your decision-making, you're kind of saying to guys, hey, if we're going to put you in these different spots, you have to be able to execute these things. So really focus on the details and focus on their growth. And the number one thing is I think every year you get a new team, and the way college athletics is as a whole, especially for basketball, you know, the team that we have this year, you know, there may not be carryover to the following year. You're going to lose some guys. So every year you got to adapt. And I think, you know, the direction that we're going in terms of how we're approaching winning on offense and defense is the best thing for this group. So I'm excited about it, you know, and we're learning and we're growing and we're just trying to get better every day.
No doubt, man. And with 9 new guys this summer, DK, did you kind of spend more time trying to incorporate with your concept defensively, offensively, more so than individual work? And then did you kind of mix it? Which kind of maybe took 4 weeks, did one, then 4 weeks and do the other?
Yeah, we did a little bit of both. You know, obviously we were you know, blessed with the opportunity to play in Montreal. So, you know, you get through that trip in early August and, you know, you got some zone offense, some man-to-man stuff. You got some different defenses. You know, you got press breaker, you know, we were really able to put a lot in before the end of the summer, which was great for us. And I think it was great for the kids' confidence. But I thought the most important part of the trip is we really got to know each other and we could build trust and buy-in. I think before you do anything, you got to have that trust and buy-in from your players within your program, because otherwise, you know, you're wasting a lot of time. So I think we were able to establish that. I think our guys really have a really good feel for each other. They really liked playing with each other. And now I think, you know, today, just now, I heard the word when we win a championship from two players today. You know, that's a powerful thing because they believe.
100%, man. And winning is our attitude, too. Winning is attitude. So to have that mindset now in September can only get bold well for you come March and those American East playoffs come around, man.
Absolutely. You know, and I think, you know, you want the belief system and then you got to teach them how hard it is, how consistent you need to do it. You got to teach them the value preparation, which is a huge part to all of this. And I think it's all done in phases. You know, today we watch film, and I thought there were some really good points in that. We talk about 10-80-10, you know, our top 10% need to be really good leaders. Our 80% guys, they got to strive to be in the top 10. And then we don't want anybody in that bottom 10 that's pulling us apart. But that's something we got to work at every single day. And we try to ask our guys, where are they in that moment? And I think our guys have been, you know, very vulnerable, where some guys have said, like, hey, I got to be better today, where I think they're honest with who they are and they have self-accountability. And if we can have that, then we can talk about team accountability.
No doubt. That was the best teams, man. Self-accountability is the best teams ever I've played on, but we were self accountable. When you have to coach accountability, we down on our own. You just had to give us X and O's. That's the best teams I've ever been a part of, the DK.
Yeah, you know, you want your team to lead themselves in a lot of ways. You know, can they call each other out? Can they, you know, be able to sometimes like, hey, coach, man, we got to get a huddle because we need to be better. Or say like, hey, this is what we want. I think our team is becoming very, very competitive, which is a huge part to what we want for our identity. So we're just staying the course, man, and keep learning, keep growing, keep trying to push each other to be better. One of the funnest things that I love about this group right now is, you know, every day our whole coaching staff lifts with our players, which is a really cool thing, I think, to see, because our guys see the sweat equity that we have with them. And I think that's really helped with the buy-in. And it makes a fun group. It's a fun working environment because everybody's getting better.
No doubt, man. And DK, talk about your NIL collective, Dangers of Greatness, and how that's going to help you all out, help the program out, help the players out, and really give you all some more visibility in upstate New York, man.
Yeah, you know, last Wednesday, we had our launch event, and there was over 100 people there. You had, you know, school administrators, fans, donors, alums, friends, you know, the president of our university. We had a senator at the event. I thought it was great because I think there's so much support, you know, for what we're trying to do. And then obviously in today's world, you know, as you're trying to grow a program, you know, you need outside support. I mean, these kids need a lot of resources, I think, to advance themselves. And I think right now it used to be like fans would come in and say, like, you know, we need to win the championship this year. And coaches worked really hard at it. Players worked really hard at it. Now, I think it kind of creates a different conversation. It's like, hey, we won a championship. We need your support to do that. You know, hey, there's a player that had a great year for us. We need to retain them. We need support, you know, whether it's corporate, individual. Chris Wyatt, who's running our collective, is doing great work. You know, we have probably six corporate local sponsors. We're looking to do some things at the national level. A big part of it, obviously, is trying to win games. But if I was being completely transparent, this past year, we had a kid that we brought in the program through the portal, and he had a great year. You know, tremendous year. He's an all-league player. I thought by the end of the year, he's probably one of the best players in the league, but we couldn't retain him because we didn't have enough resources. So can we focus on retention? Can we focus on ways to further advance our program through NIL opportunities, through our collective, through corporate sponsorships? And that's stuff that we're focused on. But the region here is very unique. You know, there's no professional sports. People really care about basketball. I mean, they care about our program. They care about Siena. And now we're just trying to advance those conversations where, hey, we can help grow your business, you know, and here's the players and here's what we do. Amari Marshall, who's our returning, you know, all-league player. He was at an LLS event last night and at a business. I think that business sees his value when he shows up. And I think when he walks into a room, the energy changes inside the room. So we're trying to get people to understand the value and the power these student athletes have.
No doubt. And DK, you got a heck of a trip, man. Puerto Rico Classic, going down there. Talk about how excited you are to go down to Puerto Rico and see that great, beautiful island and win some games, hopefully, down there, man.
Yeah, we're lucky, man. We'll go out there, hang out a little bit, get some warm sun in the month of November. It'll be a lot of fun, you know, but it's a business trip. You know, we're trying to win three games, you know, in 3 days and win a championship. And it's actually, you know, in the home community of our president as well. He'll be traveling with us. It's a big tournament for us. And, you know, obviously two really good teams in American and UMKC. So great challenge early in the year for us. And that's on the heels of just playing our crosstown rival, Siena, in our home arena for the first time in 6 or 7 years. So November is going to be a tough month, but we get a chance to get battle tested early.
No doubt, man. And you know what, man? I wish you all the best, DK. I hope, like heck, you win in the American East playoffs. We're talking again in March. I'm going to tell you that every year, man. I was going to see you late points, well, but I will see you in March after you won the American East playoffs, my brother.
Yeah, listen, man, I want to make sure we're talking about, you know, our trip to the NCAA tournament this year. And we're going to work at that thing really hard this year. And I really believe in this group. So I know I'll be seeing you in the spring.
All right, brother. Hey, I was going to chat with you, my brother. Best of luck to you. You know, I love you, my guy. And I hope you do well as always, brother.
All right, brother.
All right, man.
Appreciate you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.